Chapter 1, Analyze Your Audience. You want to understand your audience as much as possible. In the same way we communicate with our children differently than the way we communicate with our managers, we must recognize that who our audience is will shape the way we communicate. The more detailed descriptions of an audience you can give, the better. This allows you to visualize the audience you'll be talking to. It also gives you a better sense of who you are communicating to, which affects how you communicate. In this example, you can brainstorm that you might start off grabbing everyone's attention in the area of common interests. You can talk about married life with children, so everyone can relate to each other. As you get into the presentation, you'll want to explain concepts in simple terms, because from your audience analysis, you know that not everyone has in-depth technical knowledge. Knowing more about your audience will help you to use better punch words, better tones, and a better medium for effective communication. Also, you should exercise the patience of having to converse with people you often disagree with. Yes, you can argue all the time, but you have to make sure that you understand their points of view so that you would speak from their perspectives, even if you have to show different judgment. The age, race, education level, and other characteristics of your audience should matter very little. They all have something in common. They want to hear how your proposal improves their life. That's it. Never forget this. If you can answer that question and meet that challenge, there is still another challenge. You must entertain them. If you can determine how your proposal improves their life and brings them a little happiness, then you have truly won them over. Your audience members are always asking themselves the question, why should I care about what you're presenting? Your reason must be good. Make sure it's eye-popping and dramatic. At least make it seem that way. A new procedure that streamlines the accounting process is not too exciting, but what does your idea really accomplish? If it's worthwhile, it'll save money, increase quality, reduce staff turnover, etc. These are exciting to your audience. These are what you're really selling. You're not selling the streamlined accounting procedure. Cast your idea in these terms. Look far beyond what will happen the first day your proposal is implemented. Explicitly state what will happen in the future. Don't worry if that seems more like a fantasy at this point. Again, it matters very little how your audience looks. In an American boardroom at the highest levels of management, you're very likely to meet an audience of men and women of many ethnicities and ages, so don't try to analyze them like that. What about their education and skill level? For example, it might seem appropriate to ask whether your audience is technical or non-technical. Don't try to customize your presentation to your audience's education or skill level. You might start to speak in jargon, use acronyms, or make assumptions about how much they know. All these are wrong for any audience. Clarity in writing or speaking does not cost anything in time. There's little risk that you'll bore your audience if you explain concepts, expand acronyms at least once, and express jargon in common terms. There's a far greater risk that you'll alienate your audience if you try to speak like an expert. You're pretending that you belong with those experts, and you really do not. You're trying to mimic or imitate them within their closed society. You probably do not belong there unless you have the same experience and academic degrees, so don't act, speak, or write as if you do belong there. You'll prove that you understand a basic concept of their field. You're not an expert, but you have taken the time to understand and prove that you know the very basic concepts of which they are the experts. Without that foundation, you have no credibility for the rest of your presentation. Chapter 2, Attention-Getting Techniques. Introduction. Building rapport is one of the most fundamental things to do while communicating. Just think about it from the other person's point of view. Your introduction is where you build rapport with your audience. Understanding how to be an effective speaker is not rocket science. As basic as it sounds, having empathy with your audience and identifying with their feelings will help significantly. Place yourself in one of the seats of your audience. The key concept is engagement. You can engage the audience in different ways. Ask them questions, have them contribute to the conversation, or talk